It has been a year of changes at the Port Huron Police Department. Some promotions were recognized this past Monday in a nice ceremony at the Municipal Office Center. Joining us to talk about some of these changes going on within the department is Sergeant Doug Decker from the Port Huron Police Department. Doug, good morning.
Morning, Paul.
A lot of changes going on these days.
Yeah, some promotions and some changes with a couple other things, how we're going to do some training in that. So Monday we had a ceremony, and it was we held it outside. It was rather small. It was more of an immediate family of the officers that were promoted. And we were able to recognize first Officer Brandon Ross. So he was promoted to detective. He's the second generation of the Rosso family to serve here. His parents were officers here, Diana Transky and Neil Rosso, who both retired from here. Brandon was working on the day shift and just came off of there, and actually was on the same platoon as me. Brandon also worked as an FTO, so he's one of our field training officers. And Brandon's one of our negotiators on our crisis negotiation unit, and he's really a good speaker and really good talking to people and very calm, so does a good job with that, and we're looking forward to him stepping into this new position as a detective, and I'm sure he's going to do a really good job there. So that was promotion number one. Next, Pat East. So this is kind of interesting. I'm calling him detective because that was only very short-lived. He was our community service officer, and he was recently promoted to detective just a few weeks ago, and he's moving up the ladder fast, and now he was promoted to sergeant on Monday. So Pat was also assigned at one time to the Road Patrol Division. He'll return back there now, and he already has. Pat also served as a field training officer here at the department. But as I said, recently he's been down here as a community service officer doing a lot of work. And, you know, with the promotions, not just the promotions, but there's some changes too here. And, you know, Pat was teaching DARE, so unfortunately, that is one of the changes. We won't have the DARE program in the area schools. So that's a new change. However, there will still be police presence. We'll still have police officers there. So our school SROs, they're going to be at the high school still. And we have Chris Smith over at the college. And, you know, we strongly encourage our road patrol officers to stop in the schools and visit, talk to the students, talk to the staff. And actually something, I haven't really ever brought this up before, but the Port Huron School District, and I don't know how this is going to work this year with coronavirus, but they've had a lunch buddy program, and a lot of our officers have been involved in that. So we still try to stay active in the schools and try to be a mentor and a role model to the students there.
Now, that's important, I think, to have a good positive interaction with police and to really, get to know some of the officers, at a young age.
Yeah, it is, and it's important to the students, it's important to the staff, and to the officers, too. You know, a lot of these officers, if they have a lunch buddy, you know, they'll stay with them for a few years and stuff at the school, so it's good, and it's good contact. Again, nice positive contact with the kids and that role model influence. Maybe you recruit a future officer, you know, inspire them to become an officer someday when they become older. So also, Chief Platzer recently created a new position. So it's the training sergeant and professional standards position. So with that, that's coming up. And before I get to that, Officer Dwayne Hunger, he took over Officer Isha's spot as a CSO. So Dwayne left the road patrol in August and replaced Pat as a community service officer. So Dwayne was working on my shift for me. Before that, he had also been on an assignment at the drug task force at one point. Dwayne, another one of our field training officers and one of our accident investigators, and I'm looking forward as I move into this training sergeant position I mentioned. So Dwayne came down the hall, and I find myself down the hall with him as I'm going to be the new training sergeant at the department.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you. So it's exciting. It's a little scary because I've spent my whole career on the road patrol, and I've been here 26 years. And anyone here would say they know that change for me can sometimes be hard because I'm regimented and set my way. But I see this as a great opportunity, you know. And part of the mission of this new role will be in charge of training. What are the plans for training? What are our needs? Looking at policy review and revision and working on that. And, you know, Gail Kaczynski down here is our accreditation manager. So I'll be working with her for the standards for CALEA and the state standards for the MACP. And really, our goals are to maintain the highest standards. And we have very high standards at this department, you know, for training and service. And we want to serve the citizens of the community in the best way possible. And hopefully with this position, we're going to be able to do it even better. So, you know, as for myself, though I'm a little scared going into this, it's an opportunity and it's a challenge to help the department. You know, I think if you spoke to any of the officers at this department, I think if you spoke to any of the citizens of this community, this has been a trying year for people, personally and professionally for people. You know, this is a lot of things have affected people's personal lives and professional lives this year. And, you know, as I said, 26 years at the department, there's a part of me goes, is it time to, you know, go ahead and retire? But this position, you know, is a great opportunity to come out here and make some good, help and develop a program, get it started for another sergeant, maybe in the future. I don't even say maybe, in the future at some time. It's for the good of the department, doing something good for our department, doing something good for our community. And, you know, it's there's a Churchill quote that's attributed to him, never waste a good crisis. So, you know, when times are tough, that's really the time, you know, when things are tough to step up and try to really shine and work that much harder to do things. And, so, you know, I see it that way. It's this chance to do something good. And I really don't want to call it quits during a tough time. I really want to keep helping out and stuff. And, you know, part of being a sergeant is leading by example. So that's one of my goals, too, while I'm doing this new position, certainly.
Well, good. You're still going to be able to talk to us on Wednesday mornings, right?
It actually makes it a little easier, I think.
There you go.
You
don't have to pull you off the road or anything like that to come in. So that's great. One of the things that's always impressed me, Doug, about the Port Huron Police Department is how the department promotes from within and how there is so much opportunity for advancement. So many people that have started their careers as cadets, including the chief, who have advanced their careers through the department over a matter of several years.
Yes, so many people, you know, they've worked up, and they were in the Explorer program, too. So we talk about all these programs, and, you know, it's all a development phase. And, you know, hopefully people decide to stay here and work as an officer. Some people go to other places. But if we help them, if they decide to go somewhere else and they're looking for something different, hopefully we've helped set some high standards for them to take to those other departments. And, yeah, this year, you know, there's been a ton of promotions, you know, with it because there's been some retirements and the openings have been there. And it's been, I will say, if anything, it's been a good year for people to get promoted. Yeah, so that's a positive thing. A lot of promotions and movement. And guys always like that. They like to see there's opportunity. They don't want to feel that things are stagnant for them. And we've had a chance, you know, on our special response team to add some new bodies. And, you know, that's one of the great things, like you mentioned. As I see my career coming onto the tail end, how can I help out some of the new guys, give them some pointers, some direction? And really, that, like you said, it's about developing people and what's our lasting legacy. And I think we all hope that when we leave, you know, the department will be even better. You know, it just keeps getting better. So that's our goal, and I think that's a lot to do with this this training position that the chief has created. So, you know, it's, like I said, it's an opportunity to do something good here.
Well, Doug, congratulations to you and to all those that were promoted this week. It's exciting stuff, always is. We appreciate you giving us the update on that today, and appreciate all the updates along the way. We'll talk again next week.
Appreciate it, Paul. Thanks. Take care.
All right. Have a good one. Bye-bye. Yep. 1380 WPHM in Port Huron. That's Sergeant Doug Decker from the Port Huron Police Department. Yeah, a lot of advancement going on within the department. Congratulations to all those who were recognized this past Monday.